Hi, this is Mikhaila from Customer Support, returning your call.
Yes, hi. Is this for the gadget.com or what company is it?
We're a third-party call center. We service over 400 companies and products.
Okay. Me one
But if you have an
second.
account with us, I can definitely try to look it up and see how we can assist you.
No, I don't. That's the whole problem. I have something that was charged to my card that I'm now being made aware of. And let me just see if I can pull it up real quick.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code?
29910.
And what's your first and last name?
Debbie Bowers.
Okay, one second. Okay, I do have a Debbie Bowers associated with that zip code. Could you confirm your shipping address for security purposes?
6 Wellington Drive, Bluffton, South Carolina.
Yes, so we do have an account for you. It looks like on when the account was opened on October 20th, it looks like you entered into our sweepstakes for a chance to win the KitchenAid.
Okay.
Yes, so it does also inform you in the terms and conditions. Basically, it says congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We select one customer out of every 1,000 to win. By entering, you agree to pay $574 to place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win, and one contest will be chosen out of the 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days, you will be entered to win for the price of $67.32 monthly, conveniently from your billing source to enter the sweepstakes, which then ultimately increases your chance of winning that KitchenAid.
Okay, I didn't do that. It was probably my niece that was playing around on my phone on my Facebook. So I don't want any part of that.
Okay, so we can definitely go ahead and cancel the account for you as to you know, prevent any future charges as it is a recurring charge. One moment.
Okay, so how do I get the $67 and change back?
So I am willing to offer you a 35% refund of those charges, as it is a valid charge.
Okay, but I didn't make the charge. I just got done telling you that it was my.
So are you saying that it was
made it because I had lent her my card to go shopping, so she probably was the one that actually did that, and that was done without my permission.
Okay, one second.
Thank you.
One moment, I'm still here. Just speak with the supervisor to see what we can do for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so ma'am, unfortunately, due to the fact that you say that you did lend her the card, that wouldn't be considered fraud. We are willing to go ahead and offer you 50% off that most recent charge, but it is a valid charge due to the fact that it was authorized.
But she used my name fraudulently. I did not authorize her to do that. but I will take the 50%, and I need that to be definitely canceled.
Yes, ma'am, it is in fact canceled. I have a confirmation number for you that the account was canceled as well. Would you like to write that down?
Hold on 1 second. Let me get to my notes and my... Hold on. I need to write one. Okay, go ahead.
So it is first the letter C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
262-841-368.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And that refund could take 3 to 5 business days. It's dependent upon your banking institution, but it may be sooner.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.